And just close your eyes and relax your body. Take a breath. The beautiful family of light that breathes one breath, beats with one heart, and feels the one love. And allow that breath, that heart, and that love just fill you up. Feel the cells of your body expanding so that it can take in more light, more of the heart's love that's available in this room. Take another breath. Nice. And the elation and the tenderness that you feel at perhaps parting company with some of your family that you will not lose touch with because your hearts are open to each other now. And you will be able to find each other anywhere in time and space on the grid of your heart consciousness. And with the help of the Pleiadian mothers, your star family, you've opened that portal to the star mothers in this portal of Shasta, Node 4. Welcome to the portal where anything is possible. And you do take that with you because your energy is different. You've changed. And with the gratitude in your heart that you have cultivated here because it feels just right, doesn't it? That gratitude for the grace that brought you here. The grace that sat you next to someone that you hadn't met yet. And now you know that you know you've known them. And the grace that lets you view the mountain every day. The synchronicities that created your pilgrimage to the mountain. That gives you and continues to give you a way to recreate your life. When you do leave here, that you take this with you. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? So breathe that in, like a big arm full of, yes, I take this with me. And the people in your wake will be touched, and they'll say, what happened there? You seem different, but in a good way. And you'll smile. Yeah, it was like that. And I'm going back. And for a moment, I'd like you to bring your hand to your heart. And breathe into your heart, letting each breath completely fill the physical heart. As if your heart were breathing on its own, inhaling and exhaling. And as it fills completely, let it overflow into your body. And then let it overflow the confines of your body with each breath. Into your heart and out of your body, so that each one of you is creating a field around you of this heart breath, gratitude energy. And then let's take this time to send this moment, this breath, this gratitude, this cloud, to your future self. And you pick a time, could be tonight, could be tomorrow or next month or next year. See yourself in that future. And send that loving gratitude to you. To you from the mountain, from the star mothers. Send it right now. See yourself surrounded by that. And know that when you get there, whenever it is, there'll be this beautiful, energetic awaiting you. And then bringing your breath and your consciousness back to your chair this moment, this side of the mountain. Relax your breath and let your consciousness quiet where there's no doing. Now, just being, just feeling that space inside of you where you are open, where you can receive and you're ready to receive. You're ready to receive the message. And the energy that comes with Kryon's message is as profound and as healing as the words. So let yourself bathe in that beautiful elixir and know that you deserve this. You've created this, and it is here for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so this is the last channeling of the series of meetings that you've all been in. Some of you have just arrived. Perhaps not all the meetings were attended. It doesn't matter. Your presence is known. There with those perhaps be listening to this again. They found you, myself, all of you listening, and you've stumbled upon this event and this time and this moment, and they're listening right now, and I'll tell them. If you're not ready for different spooky things, you should shut it off now. Because we're going to get very esoteric. Not always do I go to this extent. But the old souls in the room are ready to grasp, perhaps, the reality of things unseen that started a long, long time ago. The ones in the room, and again, some listening later, may relate to a story that we have told so many times. In a day or so, this room will be gathered again, and a story will be told, and a study will commence that is on the purity of the teaching wheel. A wheel that eventually went all over the world in some form. The traditions of which went around the world in some form. Even this day with the shaman, Michelle, she told you of the tradition of a golden wheel that ended up somehow in the bottom of Lake Titicaca. These are the traditions, sometimes metaphoric and sometimes real, of a core teaching that started a long time ago. But the core teaching that is the most profound resides in your Akashic record. I'll say something that I don't often say, that almost everyone here, an old soul, even those who were talked into coming, you find yourself remembering, perhaps expanding, perhaps responding for sure, to an energy that perhaps you didn't expect. And it's not an energy that says you were here. It's an energy that says you're Lemurian. It's believable because that which was Lemuria lasted thousands of years without those reincarnating again and again, for there was only one expression of a life at a time on Lemuria. And again, the purpose of that was to implant the core teachings in the Akash of one generation, and they would then incarnate somewhere else on the planet, over and over, to spread that core teachings, to put it into your Akash, so that the planet would have a chance to remember at the right time those beautiful core teachings that reflect a loving God and a creator that is responsible for all the life in the universe. And so here you might sit, dear ones, in front of me as Lemurians. So many of you are right now. And that's what you're beginning to feel. By the title itself of this particular retreat, it talks about a celebration of those from the stars. You call them Pleiadians because that is the name you've given of the seven sisters, a cluster of nine stars. And they are the ones who had the greatest influence in seeding that which is the core truths of this civilization called human. It's interesting, and I say it again, that when Lemuria was finished and the time was right, the bubble of magma that pushed up that mountain called Hawaii today, it began to sink and subside naturally, physically. But when it did, all of the teaching ceased. The Lemurians took to their canoes, and the ones in the mountain, the teachers, the star mothers, all but a very, very few, also relocated. And they mostly relocated to the nodes that you study that were set up in advance for this. But in this, the linearity that you would imagine as I tell you this has them traveling from place to place. And again, we remind you that consciousness, multidimensionality of consciousness, is still energy. It's difficult to centralize. It's difficult to put it in a pinpoint place. Consciousness can be in many places at the same time. Here comes the spookiness. You know this because of the study, even in identical twins, having the same DNA, have some kind of a connection between them that is non-linear. It has to be a multidimensional connection, for they receive each other's thoughts on opposite sides of the earth. They're in instant communication no matter where they are, and they feel things together. It's an example that you know of in biology that you recognize and have validated that then begs the question, is there more of this possible? And when you get into that, which we will then call that spooky part, that goes beyond physics, the meta of physics. Is it possible that these beautiful beings that are mostly consciousness, that were corporeal long enough to help you, became non-corporeal and a consciousness of the planet that shared themselves in the many nodes and continue to love you and watch over you, help you, even protect? And the answer is yes. Now there's more. And the more part is the hardest for you to grasp and to understand. We brought it up in one of the channels when we mentioned to you that they follow you around, that they didn't go and set up shop in one mountain and stay there. That's the linear human who will ask, well, where did they move and where? What's it like? And all of these things that are three-dimensional, and that's what humans do. What would consciousness do? The very definition of consciousness is incorrect, as you would then have it termed and defined in your societies. It is not understood. It truly is not. Is it possible there's something called soul consciousness? There is. We've talked about it when we talk about the multi places that a soul can be at the same time. The things that humans don't like to hear, that perhaps your soul with your name on it is right now being shared. Is that possible? And the answer is yes, and some of you know it. Some of you will have dreams and awaken and feel you're in another planet, another time. That's your soul doing something else at the same time for some others. That's what old souls have in common. So many of you have soul splitting. We've also told you that when those that those that you've loved and lost pass over, a piece of them stays with you. A piece of their consciousness and their soul is part of you until the last breath. You know that. Those of you who have lost your parents still feel them. Some even smell them. Lost loved ones feel them. Expect them around the next corner. Because the reality of it is they are. They simply changed form. This is the beauty of what you're going to discover someday when you are able to see multidimensional things. I'm going to tell you something about that and where I'm going with that. If it's true that the human being has a soul which can then share itself in this way, so profound it is, this sharing is guided by and controlled by love. Those of you with children, your last breath, I want you to tell them something. Start telling them now that there's something that they should know that perhaps the church won't tell them, and that's real, that part of you will stay with them for the rest of their lives, and that when you take your last breath, you simply change form. A part of you continues, and a part of you stays with them. That your children will have you for their entire life at some level, and they can talk to you and laugh with you, cry with you, and you're always there taking their hand. And it won't be a fairy tale. It will be the truth. These are the things that you don't understand yet or don't see yet because spiritually they're too large for a belief system. They're too grand to consider, too eye-rolling for many. And yet the more you start to study the energy of consciousness, the more you realize this is the way it is. If you start to study the timeline that I have given you and presented you of when Lemuria started to sink, you will then see something else that is coincidental? Not really. That the mountain that you can see from here clearly started to become sacred to those around it. And as many as 11,000 years ago, which is twice the amount of time you think you've been here, from your scientists, you start to understand that the indigenous of the area stayed away from the mountain because it was too sacred. Star mothers are here. Are they the ones in Lemuria? Of course. They're also in other nodes, sharing them. Some would have one consciousness of one star mother in as many as three or four places. That is very difficult for you to understand. In fact, the question, literally, from humanity, quite often when I say that, they'll say, well, which one is real? And you'll say that because that's that bias of your singularity. One of them has to be real and the others have to be mirrored or copies. Not understanding, they're all one. The oneness of all things is where we're going with all of these messages. But what I want to tell you next is this. I've never mentioned this, and it's time to. There's a new paradigm afoot. We started teaching it in that land called Egypt, where we started discussing the wall. The wall is not a physical wall, but a barrier of consciousness of belief. And we gave you examples that are controversial to this day, because they involve what you do right now, which you believe is the highest spiritual things available. And we tell you that they are the children's version. You have entire societies that are meditators. You'll have what I will call the meditation warrior, the one who only meditates. That's all they do. From dawn to dusk, they will go to a place and sit, and they will think grand thoughts of the earth, and they will go into a nirvana, and they will come one with the planet working. They will get up from that place, and they will go home, and they will have food, sustenance, sleep, and come back and do it again. And they will do this year after year after year. And what we said is they never really are in communication. We said it was like having a phone call to the other side of the veil. And all they've done is dial the number and listen to heavy breathing. They can touch it and feel it and hear it. Right there. They've got the connection, dear ones. They hear the breathing. That's how close. That's the metaphor. They hear the breathing on the other side of the veil of the creative, of a source they can't really touch, but they don't know it. They think they're there. They have the nirvana for themselves. They're filled with the oneness, and they get up and leave empty because they have to come back and do it again. How long does it take after they sit down to accomplish this level and the next level and get to something, and then they do it again and again? Not understanding. They never take any of it. They're just listening to it. Now that's controversial, especially to those who've dedicated their life to meditating. And they say, well, what is it we're supposed to do? There is no supposed to. There is an allowance of opening a door, of even the meditator saying, is there more to this? Can we keep going with this? And the answer is, that is the invitation. That's the puzzle. What does that mean, they say exactly? What is the keeping going of this? And that is what the information we gave you while we were in that land of Egypt, and that is, if you could grasp the oneness, that nirvana, if you could go to that place, and instead of backing out of it and going home, you take some of it with you. You actually then, in your meditations, are absorbing it, and it's filling you so that you become a vessel. And they'll say, a vessel of what? A vessel of high consciousness. that mirrors the Creator. And that is why you sit there. But you don't just sit there and have an experience. You sit there tanking up so that when you stand up, you're different. And when you then walk among the people, you're different. And to the meditator, I would say, if you can do that, meditate every other day and spend the opposite days with people sharing what you tanked up on. That's new. How does one tank up on a higher consciousness? Oh, I don't have to tell you, dear ones, old souls who know the truth. You can sit in this room and feel it filling you up. And you know the love of God flows into you and stays in you. When you get up out of these chairs and you go someplace, you are evolving. You're not having a temporary experience that you have to renew and renew. Like you do with your body, and you have to give it sustenance, and then it needs more. Instead, you're filled up and it stays there. That's a multidimensional aspect of the love of God. So what I want to tell you that you really need to know is the same attribute of the wall happens right here in the shadow of the mountain. Consciousness is energy. It can be many places at the same time. It does not follow linearity, and it's ready to be shared. If you will go beyond that wall in your belief system, I want you to understand something that's available to you who sit here today. And those coming, and I'll give them the same message. The ones in the mountain have been waiting for you to understand this. The ones in the area of all of the mountains that are precious, that are nodes, have been waiting. They call themselves time capsules. And you think a time capsule is a linear thing. You're going to dig in and find something they left for you. This is another proactive time capsule. They open when it's time. And it's time. If people have been coming here in modern society, and the ancients have been looking at this mountain, never understanding what was there. Not really what was there. What is there is a pool, a beautiful energy that has been built up from the star mothers and others who are multidimensional and have been waiting to open. The opening would not occur until humanity had passed a marker of consciousness that allowed it. And you did. You are several years now past 2012. You are starting to barely understand what it means. But old souls, especially Lemurians, who carry around the core truth, have something in common with those in the mountain. You've met them before. And here's what I want to tell you. As you sit here right now, you can invite a part of that consciousness to stay with you. Instead of visiting the shadow of the mountain, I want you to take the mountain with you. There is enough for all. Old souls, that's what you came for. Imagine taking away a piece of the stars. That is the love that was given to start this planet. It comes now full circle to those who were there, who could then start taking the shared consciousness energy of those in the mountain who have always wanted to go home with you. Always. But only now, when you start to broach those thoughts that it's even possible, can they do it? So some of you will get it, some of you won't. Because it's another paradigm. It's another belief, isn't it? That you could actually go home with a peace, a part, a consciousness of this energy that is in that mountain, that has always been so sacred the indigenous wouldn't even touch it. And now it wants to go in your heart, in your cells, and go home with you. That's the sacredness of Lemuria, of the stars. They would like to go home with you so completely that you'll know it. You'll know it. You'll get home. You'll know it. Things are different. You'll feel different. And the biggest differences, I'll give you now, peace, understanding, allowance, forgiveness, love of self. This is what they will put in you because that is the gold of the disc of Lemuria. That's the essence that will change your life. And that's what you're going to remember from Lemuria. These things are a little too spooky for most. They're a little too esoteric for many. But there are a few who have been on this planet for a very long time, who may have actually seemed to come here by accident today, who will recognize that's why you're here. The seminar was nice. But you've gone to the wall called the mountain, expecting to meditate and enjoy it and leave and come back and do it again and again. And I'm telling you, that mountain wants to go home with you. Will you allow it? That's the question. Individual by individual, I'm not going to have you repeat that. This is personal. How much can you take away from the headwaters of love that are here in this mountain and the surrounding area? It's new. It's different. It hasn't been said like this before. This is the evolving human spirit that understands that you don't go and worship and then get up and go home. You become a piece of that which you worship. And the essence of spirit goes into you and flows into you and changes you and evolves you. That's how evolution is working from now on. Do you see, because of that, how fast you can evolve? It's not going to require time. It's going to require intent, understanding, and stepping off that cliff. That's the message of today. That's how much you're loved. Can you sit and absorb this and understand? It's almost like they're knocking at the door and saying, it's time you knew the truth. We can intermingle consciousness with consciousness, and you become evolved and different and beautiful even more than you are. What a message. What a message. Go differently than you came. And so it is.